96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really
Everybody is excited about the wedding. But is there the same kind of excitement and loving care when it comes after the marriage? Whether you're married for a few years or many, my guests say you do have to do some evaluating. Well, is that true? What about performance reviews, just like on your job? Well, joining me to talk about this are Darren and Cynthia Smith. They are relationship marriage coaches. And in a bit, we're going to be joined by Dr. Gay Hendricks. He is co-author of Conscious Loving Ever After. Does your marriage need a checkup? Do you need to check in? What do you think? And how do you do that? If you have any questions or comments, give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. And certainly you can find us on Twitter at dailydrum.com. Okay, so let us start with Darren and Cynthia. How you doing?
Great. How about yourself?
Okay, good. Okay, you're both smiling. Okay, happy married folks and the whole bit. And, of course, Dr. Hendricks, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I am glad you joined us, Dr. Hendricks. So here's the deal, Dr. Hendricks. What is conscious loving?
Conscious loving is when you consciously make a decision that you're going to open up to receive all the love you can possibly receive and give all the love you can possibly give. And you do that also in a context of integrity, where you're always impeccably telling the truth to your partner and you're always open to communicating your feelings as well as listening to his or her feelings. And you're also not blaming. You're taking responsibility for things that come up rather than blaming it all the time on the other person, because the number one reason people break up is because they can't stand the criticism any longer, the blame and criticism. And so in Conscious Loving, you eliminate the blame and criticism. And in the new book, Conscious Loving Ever After, we have a whole chapter dedicated to exactly how to do that.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Hendricks, what is the answer to that age-old question, does this dress make me look fat?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because just last Sunday we were shooting a bunch of videos for a new film that will be coming out on Amazon, and we actually had that event happen in the first year of our relationship. My wife asked me at one point, she said she was in transition, she had lost some weight, and she asked me to tell her which of her dresses looked fat, made her look fat, and That's just a terrible idea right there. Don't ever agree to do that, okay? But I said, for some reason, yeah, I'll be happy to do that. I was very naive at the time. This is 35 years ago. And so, unfortunately, my timing was a little off because we were running out the door to go to church.
Well, let me ask you, what was your answer and what was her response?
Well, we were running out the door to go to church. At the moment, I said, hey, you know, that dress kind of makes you look fat.
Oh.
And, bad timing, you know, because we only had 10 minutes to get to church. But here's the thing. You don't ever want to make a judgment like that unless the other person has asked you to. And
okay,
even then, be very careful about it, because you can use bad timing. Like, don't ever say something like that to somebody when they're driving down the freeway at 70 miles an hour.
Well, let me ask our guests here, because it sounds to me like, you know, answering that question, and he said being honest could make the sofa in the living room look really, really good, depending on your answer. So, Cynthia, Darren, how long have you two been married?
10 years.
You've been married for 10 years. You've been married for a decade. Do you believe that that couples need to have check-ins, check-ups, change the oil, tune-up, change the spark plugs, make sure the tires are inflated? And if so, how do you do that? Ladies
we
first.
We do what we call a report card check.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely need that because things will come up. Like, for instance, I always ask my husband the question, does this outfit look right?
But not, does it make me look fat, though? Just, does it look right?
No, because okay. My husband is very blunt, and he will say, yes, it makes you look fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it makes you look short. You know, you look, you have a little pouch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I stay away from that. I just say, does it look right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell me later on after the fact, like when we're riding down the highway, babe, you shouldn't have wore that outfit.
but is that a check-in on the relationship, though? I mean, because I would imagine that the check-in on the relationship has to do with how you feel about each other during the course of the marriage, whether you've been married for a couple of years or 10 years or longer.
Yes, we... Since her and I were best friends, so we can talk about anything.
Mm.
So since we're best friends, it doesn't matter what she say or what I say. You know, neither one of us going anywhere. We mm-hmm. already know that. We're locked in for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I can feel free to say, hey, just like today, she asked me what purse to bring. And I didn't want to pick a purse because I knew she didn't like it. You know, mm-hmm. my style is different from her. So I picked one and she brought it, but... It's just the fact that she complained about it, like, well, this doesn't go with this. I'm like, well, why did you ask me? But, you know, but we're friends. We're best friends. We talk about everything.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Anthony calling from Bowie. Anthony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I believe that check-ins are a wonderful thing. My parents have been married for 55 years, and they have regular check-ins. So I believe that checking in with somebody in a professional manner or even just checking in with your minister and having regular checkups will enhance your relationship.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, there you go. And that's been working for you? Are you married, Anthony?
I'm getting married next year.
Oh, congratulations. First time around?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, call us in a year. You know, and let me know, you know, how you're doing, because you got to check in. And here's the thing, you know, Dr. Hendricks, when you've been married for 2 years, 10 years, or when you've been married for an extended period of time, what does that check in look like? I mean, do you go to your spouse and say, hey, how am I doing? How are we doing? How long does it take? It's my understanding that you and your wife do it, is this right, twice a week?
Yes. In fact, we teach couples to have 2 10-minute conversations a week, at least. And that takes care of a lot of the issues in the relationship. One of the conversations we call the 10-minute stuff talk, and one of them we call the 10-minute heart talk. And in Conscious Loving Ever After, we show how to do this, but I'll give you the quick explanation. Basically, the stuff talk is where you sit down and you talk about all the stuff that needs to be talked about life, you know, like the upstairs toilet is broken, or who's going to pick up Kevin from soccer practice, or what are we going to have for lunch over the weekend when Mom and Dad visit, and things like that that's just stuff that needs to be talked about. But the problem is that couples end up talking about that kind of stuff all day long, and they end up talking about problems all the time, but they never get them resolved or handled or anything. And so we say compress it all into a little 10-minute stuff talk, and you can handle 90% of the stuff that needs to be handled every week in 10 minutes. The other conversation, my wife and I do this on Tuesday and Thursday, but you could do it anytime, but the other one we call the 10-minute heart talk, where you sit down and you talk for at least 10 minutes about each person, you know, gets a turn going back and forth, and both people talk about things that they've experienced emotionally, like things they were irritated about or things they felt hurt about or things they're nervous about or things they feel excited and joyful about, things they want to do. And so the 10-minute heart talk really gives you a chance to kind of clear out feelings that have been banked up. And so that's very useful because What you want to do is keep a flow of intimacy going all day long, and you don't want to interrupt it with little bits of conversation about other stuff.
Let me, I want to go back to the phone lines real quick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michael calling from Southeast. Mike, thanks for calling. You say check-ins are needed?
Very much needed.
Now, how does that look? How do you do it?
Well, we started doing them, and we ran into some challenges. I think you might have just touched on what we were doing wrong, so we switched up. And now we're doing them for finances and budgeting separate from just checking in on how am I doing. So now we do both.
Okay. And thanks, Mike, for your phone call. Now, see, that's a really, really a critical thing, Darren, because a lot of couples argue, debate, fuss about money. How do you two handle that? What does your financial check-in look like, if at all?
No, we don't have it. Certain check-ins, it's not necessary because I have a certain job to do, and she don't get in my lane, and she has a certain job to do, and I don't get in hers, you know. Finances is one of my lanes, so if she say, hey, baby, can we do this? I say yes or no, you know, and then I explain to her, hey, this is why, and I show her we share bank accounts, we have everything open door policy on everything, and there's no reason not to trust her as she has no reason not to trust me.
You know, and it sounds great in theory, but you're here in jeans and a golf shirt, and she's here looking like $1 million. So I
That's right.
So what is it, just yes, baby? Is that how it
works?
Well,
it's not happy wife. You know, we don't believe in that happy wife, happy life stuff. But, you know, but when it's necessary, you know, I like to relax. I'm going to work after I finish here. But, you know, I keep my wife, as the Bible say, keeps her. You know, she is my jewel. She is my queen. So everyone should know that. You know?
Well, she is sparkling. There you go. So you're doing a great job here. Of course, we're talking about keeping your marriage together after, you know, the wedding. Are you doing a checkup? Are you doing a check-in? What does it look like? And you guys are working on have a book, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that, Cynthia, please.
Well, the title of the book is called How to Stay Married for at Least 100 Years.
I love it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's it about? Give me the rundown real quick.
Well, what Darren did, he basically took married couples from out of the Bible, and he compared them to the issues that married couples are having in today's society. And he found that they were basically the same issues. You know, you had infidelity in the Bible. You had, help me out, baby.
I mean, you know, step-parent situations, you know.
Blended families.
Blended family situations, financial situations. It's just regular situations, but they handled it by staying married, and we handle it by getting divorced. You know, in today's society, that divorce is acceptable. And in the biblical days, it wasn't acceptable.
And real quick, from both of you, Dr. Hendricks and, of course, the Smiths, I'll start with the Smiths. How can people find out information? Are you online or what?
Yes, we are on the book page is on Facebook, and as you just type in "How to Stay Married for at Least 100 Years," and it'll pop up on Amazon, and of course, the Married Men Don't Talk show, where we also talk to all men, and we try to get them to a better level of understanding their wives and children.
And that's right. And Married Men Don't Talk, obviously, on Sirius XM. Also, Dr. Hendricks, where can folks find out more about your book?
Well, it's called Conscious Loving Ever After, How to Create Thriving Relationships in from Midlife and Beyond. And it's available everywhere. It happens to be number one right now on the Amazon Midlife chart. So you can go in and get it on Amazon or Barnes.com. And we've also have a website, ConsciousLovingEverAfter.com. And people can go there and read up all about it.
Okay, well, I'll make sure that I post your information on WHUR.com, of course, after about 8:30 or so after the program, so that people can find out about all of you as we delve into this mystery called marriage. We are about to take a break, but If you were on the line, stay with us. We're going to talk to Elder McCoy. We're going to talk to Sam. We're going to talk to Terry. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and lines are still open, so certainly give us a call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to check in and check up, tune up, oil change. We're going to clean the windshields for your marriage. We're going to do all of that in just a few seconds. Stay with us.